But it's better where you boil it like and leave a solid shell on it till you get it cooked and break that off and suit yourself.
If something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone, would you just that? You'd say to someone, just
suitable or...
Or if something's cooking.
Cooking?
And you like the odor, you'd tell someone, just...
Just fine, or just a good odor to it, or good flavoring, or...
You say to someone, would you just...
Like it, or...
Would you say, smell it, or smell of it?
Yeah, smell of it. Would you just smell of it?
And you'd say, if you had a belt and it was made out of leather, what would it say on there to tell you that it's made out of real leather? It'd say, it's not imitation leather, it's...
No, it's solid. You'd call it a solid leather.
Or it's
genuine leather.
And something you could make to put on toast or biscuit. It's a sweet spread. It would be jam or...
Jam or jelly.
And what you'd have on the table to season?
Pepper or salt.
Uh-huh.
You have salt or some like pepper, just like on eggs. Some like pepper on eggs.
Uh-huh.
And some like their eggs a little salty, and some don't like it so salty. And same way about sweet stuff. This breakfast food, some likes it real sweet, some don't like it sweet.
Uh-huh. If you were buying something 200 or 300 pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it how?
Large amount.
Or buying it in?
In sacks or barrels. Something that
would
way.
You ever say you're buying it in bulk?
In books, yeah, large books, large size books.
Uh-huh. And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
I didn't get that.
If there's a bowl of apples and a child wants one, he would say to you,
give me an apple.
And you'd say, if you don't have any money at all, you say that you're not rich,
you're poor.
You say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
Was rich, had plenty.
Talking about his father. Next door was a child, what?
Father was rich.
Next door was a child. Say the whole thing. Next door was a child.
Father.
Would you say that his father was rich, or whose father was rich, or?
Well, so-and-so, well, who the child was, his name of his father was rich.
Uh-huh.
And had plenty, you see, either one.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach?
Orchard.
And you'd ask someone if that's his orchard, he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say, he's the man.
If that belongs to, or owns it.
Uh-huh. And what would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you'd grow yourself?
Vegetables.
And you grow them in a?
Garden.
And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally out in the woods?
Well, it's wildcat whiskey.
Uh-huh.
They call it wildcat whiskey.
Was there any of that being made around here?
A long time ago there was. Used to be.
How would you make it?
Well, you take... like you make syrup, used to make syrup, they'd skim the syrup, you see, and they'd put that in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put some corn in that, or chops, grind the corn up in the chops, put that in there, and a little water with it, and they'd have it in a barrel, a wooden barrel, and it put a sack or something over so the flies or anything couldn't get into it unless that stayed there until it soured. And it gets certain sour, it began to bubble, and you could